Constable was a wonderful landscape painter, working at the end of the 18th century into the first decades of the 19th. He was really a quite exceptional artist in his generation because he was, in some respects, self-taught. He did come to London to study, but a lot of what he did as an artist was self-motivated. And in fact, he almost consciously rejected a lot of what he was taught. He wasn't content to become just another artist working in an established tradition. Painters were expected to make their work look like the work of previous landscape painters, who were either 17th century artists like Claude Lorrain or Nicolas Poussin, or Dutch 17th century painters who were more naturalistic and more picturesque. Constable was not interested in any of that. He wanted to paint what he saw around him, the working landscape of modern England, because he was born on the Suffolk-Essex border. He was the son of a mill owner, a man who had become wealthy, running mills. Unlike most painters who were London-based and hadn't the faintest clue about how an actual working landscape functioned, Constable did, because he was brought up with it. And he wanted to paint it. So this ambition to be true to what he knew and what he saw was what drove him as an artist. He married, he had a family to provide for. He realized that in order to make his mark as an artist and sell his pictures, he had to be in London. And of course, that removed him from the day-to-day experience of the subjects that he'd been painting. And so gradually they passed into memory, and he wasn't able to sketch on the spot as much as he used to. And he also realized, perhaps, that if he was really going to sell his pictures and make a reputation, he had, perhaps in some ways, to compromise and aim a little higher. So in this room, we have two different kinds of things going on. We have sketches, on-the-spot sketches, nature studies, which are small, direct, intimate, fresh, but we also have quite obviously bigger and grander pictures, which show something different going on. And he couldn't avoid becoming a little more idealized and a little more remote from what he was painting. And of course, as he got older, as he was living in London, the memories of his boyhood and the countryside as he had known it then took over in his mind, and they were not updated by current experience. And so there is that nostalgia that starts to creep in. His work doesn't become any less beautiful, but it does change its tone.